Hello and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome. No matter what mood you're in or what you're feeling, we hope this podcast helps lift your mood and vibration today. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
I almost missed it. I was reading the notes. What's up?
Oh, it's hot.
It is very hot.
It is hot, hot, hot. I think I was going to turn up today in a singlet.
Yeah.
Got short shorts on, but keeping it decent for the people.
Yes. Nice. All right. So should we get into it?
Yeah.
Today on the show, we're going to do a bit of a morale check as we normally do.
Yep.
Then we're going to go through what we're grateful for.
Yep.
Then we're going to do a little segment called Thinking Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you've got your thinking hat.
Of course, man.
All right. And I'll let you introduce what we're going to speak about later on.
Yep.
And then after that, we'll touch on the quote of the week.
Cool.
All right, let's get into it.
Easy. Where's the morale at?
The morale is at, due to the heat, for like a 6.5.
Ooh.
I get very like, once it gets muggy and hot, yeah. I'm like, I can't function. Not I can't function, I don't like being sweaty and sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling like an unease.
Yeah.
It's just irritating.
Correct.
You just feel sticky, sitting on you, you got all the flies. And
yeah. And then we've also got the lights. Like, I don't know how much heat these are letting off, but
it does get hot in here.
It does get very warm in here.
Yeah, if everyone's listening, like in the studio, everything's insulated.
Mm.
Like super insulated.
Yeah.
So it doesn't help. So we've got all the doors open, all the windows open, trying to keep it cool.
Yes.
Cool as a cucumber. Ooh, but yeah, I'm at about a 6.5. But then I also see it in the other way where it's like we'll be sitting here in winter being like, oh my God, it's so cold.
Warmer, yeah.
You know, so we've got to take the heat. We've got to take the cold.
Yes. All right. So did you give us a number? Or?
Yeah, I'm about the same.
Okay.
About a 6.5, probably closing in on 6. Because actually, the drive home, they've closed. Like, there's so much roadworks around Auckland right now. Mm. Like, so much. I don't know what they're doing. There's a lot of stormwater work and all that sort of work. And it seems like everywhere you turn, the roads always closed.
Yeah.
They were open during Christmas, and now they're all closed again, so.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up, by the way.
Sorry, man. But being stuck in that traffic with the sun beating down on you is just,
no breeze.
Something you just got to bear.
Yeah. It's okay. What they say is road works today, so your road works tomorrow.
Ooh, I like it.
That's what I always tell myself while I'm still angry about the road works.
Yeah.
Let's get into some gratitude.
Yeah, man.
What are you grateful for?
So with it being hot, I turned to Mother Nature, and driving up Franklin Road is just the large canopy of trees.
Mm.
And it's just beautiful, man. It's so cool. It's shaded across the whole drive up.
Yep.
Just nice to be there. And that's like, oh yeah, we're in proper summertime and it feels good. So I'm grateful for the trees along Franklin Road.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Anything else?
I think that's kind of it for now.
Mother Nature.
Yeah. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm grateful for a couple of things. I think when this episode goes out, we should be closing in on towards the end of Jan, if not in Feb. So
you're grateful for bit of the non-followers.
It's a bit of a bittersweet one, but I am grateful that we haven't hit 1,000 followers.
I've been like thinking about this the last few days, and I was like, man, maybe he might find it in his heart somewhere that, you know, he might just be like, oh, actually, I'll do it.
Yeah, he will not. That's not going to be happening.
That's all good.
And secondly, I'm grateful for my wife. It was our 13 year anniversary yesterday.
Yes, happy anniversary. Years.
Thank you. Just very grateful. Would not be the person who I am today. Without it, so.
Definitely. A very special person.
Yes.
Very good.
Cool.
Before we kick into the next segment, I thought we would actually just lift the vibrations up a little bit.
Let's
and bringing a bit of a vibe.
Yep.
We've got a song for the morning montage that came in today.
Oh, nice.
So I thought it'd be cool to share it on here. It's Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight. And you know what was funny is I whistled it, and by the time you got from the door to here, like sitting at the table, you were whistling the
was
same
I?
Song? Yeah.
I did not do that consciously.
We were on a vibe, man. And then when I was setting up the cameras, I was like, wait, what is this guy already whistling it? And yeah, you were.
Oh, so, nice.
Here we go. Dancing in the Moonlight, Top Loader.
Yep.
It's kind of happy.
Very nice. Happy. Can you share who this came in?
Yeah, it came in from my sister, Talisha. Nice.
Very good song.
Again, it's another one of these yeah. songs, you know? I can picture myself driving up Franklin Road. So yeah, just like to thank Talisha for sending that in.
Cool.
And if you've got an idea for what your morning montage is, please send that in to us. We'd really love to add it to the playlist and just anchor in the mornings. Lift the vibe for everyone and live a day full of positivity.
Cool.
All right, man. So I guess it's time to think out loud.
Yes.
Which only means one thing.
Shall we adorn thy thinking cap?
I love it, man. I love it. We must be that on sync that we even dress pretty much the same today.
Yeah. I was rocking my head over the break and I must say it's very, very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It puts me in a good mood.
Yep.
So, very happy.
Reminds me of happiness.
Yes.
And, actually, I must confess, I'm not wearing my bracelet today.
Oh, yes.
But that's only because it's broken.
Oh, no.
The little metal bits on the end
have
come off, so we can sort it out after. But otherwise, I've been wearing it every day.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's get into it. So thinking out loud, this is kind of the segment where we kind of air out and we need to put our thinking caps on to think through maybe a problem that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
So this one actually comes through from the holidays.
Yep.
And the holidays are often a time of rest, relaxation, resetting. But for me, someone who likes to be very productive and feel like I need to have achieved something, I struggle. And so I guess what I wanted to bring to the table was productivity and the quality of productivity versus the quantity of productivity and kind of how do we weigh it up and how do you actually sit there and rest knowing that you've allowed yourself time to rest.
Yep.
And I guess I'm looking for the answers, so enlighten me.
I don't think it's enlightened. I think it's a discussion.
Yeah.
So tell me, what does productivity mean to you?
It means like starting the day, having a plan of what I'm to do or to have achieved something.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's going for a run, if we did a podcast that day, if I was to do something in the garden or around the house and I did it, then I'd feel like, I've done something.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if it's me sitting on the bed just watching something, when like, you know, sometimes when you've got a plan, but things kind of go astray and you don't end up getting to that one thing.
Yeah.
Then I feel like I haven't been so productive.
So productivity is ticking things off your to-do list.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you feel when you are being productive, perceived productive?
I feel good. Like, I've done something.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean for who you are?
I feel accomplished.
Yeah. And then carry on.
I don't know. I feel like when I've done something, like physically, I feel tired. So that kind of gives me the sense, you've done something. If it's with work and, you know, sometimes you get a little, like your brain slows down in the evening. I'm like, I've accomplished something. Or I can see, if I've submitted a job, I'm like, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen the end of what I was to do. And then when you've kind of got those limbo days where you don't, you're just like, I can't see a beginning or an end.
Yeah. Does that mean you haven't done anything though in those limbo days?
Yeah, because I feel like doing nothing's just lazy.
No. But even in those limbo days when you are at work and you're just, there is no beginning or end, you're sort of just doing work towards something.
Yeah.
Do you feel unaccomplished then?
No, and, because and I think I still bring the size of the task down.
Yeah.
So like I reflect on the day. I'm like, oh yeah, I did this good. I did this good.
Yeah.
Maybe I hadn't like, sometimes there'll be days where I spend one whole day trying to figure out like an architectural detail. And sometimes you don't even get the answer, you know, or just because you're trying to make it work. But I feel like because you kind of go into battle, you're like, oh, I gave it my best shot today.
And so you feel okay with those days?
And I feel okay with those days.
Yeah.
It's actually the days where I'm just at home.
Yeah.
And not doing anything.
Right. And so on those days, how do you feel?
Useless. Like I feel like I haven't given anything, haven't used up my energy, you know? And I don't know, maybe it's that my brain feels like it can't shut down or that it doesn't like the quiet, you know? That could probably be it.
Yeah. Do you think the need to always be productive is helpful towards your goals?
I feel like if it's when I have the ideal and the picture of who I want to be.
Yeah. That person's always moving.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, why am I sitting here watching this when I could be learning something? You know, but like the brain isn't, my mind just doesn't want to do it. It knows it can do it, but it's really hard.
Yeah.
And so then like the amount of information that gets retained and stored is like zero, right? Like let's say that I could have just sat there and watched a movie and instead I decided to listen to a podcast or watch some sort of educational video.
Yep.
I get bored and fall asleep.
And won't retain anything. Yeah, 100%.
And so therefore it's quality versus quantity of productivity.
Explain that.
So I say quality, yeah. Yeah. So in that situation and circumstance, it's like the amount of me being productive is outweighed by the quality of productivity.
Mm-hmm.
That's more important. It shouldn't be on the quantity of productivity.
Yeah. Do you think sometimes you do need to sort of slow down and have those days?
Yeah. But I don't think I know how.
Yeah, no. I mean, but even like when you force yourself to do it, you've got this inner conflict, right? Of I should be doing something else.
Yeah.
So what do you think it'll take to overcome that? Or how do you allow yourself to relax and have downtime? Or do you think it's not needed?
No, I think it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives me a break.
So why is it needed?
Just so I switch off. And like why step away.
But why do you need to switch off? Do you need to switch off?
I think so. I think as a creative, as like us here, we've been away for a week. It gives us time to reflect on what we've done, go and try new things, come back, and then you bring new ideas, new perspective, new way of doing things, like challenges you to think, oh, why did I do it like this?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So then why is it a bad thing? Why do you have such negative feelings towards being less productive?
Because I think like outwardly, I want to come across as that I'm doing A, B, C, D, E. And then if I'm not doing that, then I'm like, well, then you're not living up to who you say you are.
Yep. But do you believe in burnout?
Oh, yeah.
Have you felt burnout?
All the time.
Yeah. So, do you think your lack of being able to switch off and rest is because of that?
Mm.
Do you feel more productive or less productive when you get to a certain point where you're just like, I'm exhausted?
Oh, way less productive.
Yeah. Like, so then that goes back feel... into the whole thing about quality versus quantity, right? Mm. Like, yeah, you might take out a day in the weekend. It's the weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
To like relax, to recharge yourself for the rest of the week. But if you were to continually push yourself, then at some point in time, you're going to crash, right?
Yeah.
And you won't just crash for half a day or an afternoon. You'd most likely crash for a prolonged time.
Yep.
So I think it's important to take those intervals, those stops along the way,
mm-hmm.
to give your mind a break. I think it's important to switch off at times. I don't think anyone, unless you're a realized master, is able to work continuously. So I think you're setting yourself up for failure if you were to continue to push to do that. But I can understand where mentally or even emotionally you sort of go to battle with yourself because you're like, I'm supposed to be this person.
Yeah.
So I think that that's just some work that you've got to do yourself and comes a realization or it's almost like a discussion with yourself that this is for the betterment of everything that I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You take time, rest?
Yeah, very, very much so. Probably too much.
Right.
But I'm very good at like switching off.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do? How do you do it?
I'd be watching something,
yep.
or spending time without my phone, with the kids or my wife.
Yep.
Probably don't do that one as much as I should. But yeah, very much you do need time to just sort of be brain dead and switch off. 'Cause if not, then I think similar to you, my mind is always rushing from one thought to another. I'm sort of like a duck on water where it's very calm on top and then underneath below the surface, you know, the duck's feet are paddling like crazy.
Mm.
Yep. So there's always that constant thought, that constant motion internally. But you've got to slow down, otherwise you become less effective.
Yeah.
Similar to cars in an F1 race, they have to have a pit stop.
Mm.
And there's a lot of examples out there of needing to stop for a bit to be able to go further.
I am learning, like even just trying to get to sleep early.
Mm.
Like I just listened to, you listened to the episode on Diary of a CEO podcast. It was with this lady and she talked about the importance of sleep.
I think so. Is that the one that says for every hour that you're awake past 9 o'clock or 9:30 or something?
10 o'clock. You're 10 o'clock. Between 10 and 4. What did she say? So if you're awake for 2 hours between 10 and 4 for 2 days a week, 25 times a year, you're basically a shift worker.
Yeah.
And now if I think about my year last year.
Exactly what you were.
That was what I was doing.
And you're just like shaving years off your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, prioritizing, like I'm finding it now easier to prioritize that and going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But where I am currently in the weekday is like, because weekdays work, I'm like, weekend is everything else.
Yeah.
You know? And then you put everything else above yourself.
Everyone else?
Mm.
Mm.
Like even this earlier on in the year, it's wedding season, you know, and it's just full on. It's got weddings every single week.
Yep.
End.
Yep.
So, I think I just got to try and find that time. I think even if it's an hour, right, to just stop, I think I could do that.
Yeah. I think it's also worth looking at your relationship with work and are you able to switch off once you walk and step inside the house?
Mm.
But yeah, again, that's self-exploration for yourself.
Yeah. Cool.
Does that clarify anything for you? Does it help in any way?
Yeah, I think for me it's definitely just trying to understand the quality and quantity and that like I'm just less effective and reminding myself that I'm less effective. Mm. And I think remembering, like just using that time to remember when I have been less effective,
because
I have been close to burning out.
Yeah.
There have been times where I just need that time off.
Yep.
And actually just asking for it too. I think I don't ask for enough time off. Like there'll be times where I just do like a 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, work till 4 a.m.
Yep.
And then go on to work the next day. But it's not like, why don't you just sleep in a little bit?
Correct.
Because the body needs it, you know? So I think, and then what that also then does is, okay, how do you plan and prepare so that you don't end up in that situation? You know, are you allowing yourself enough time to get the job done?
Mm.
So there's things that run on or roll on past that as well.
Yep.
From that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting year for you.
Mm. But I'm positive for the year, and I definitely don't want it to be like what it was last year. I think this year is definitely more focusing on my health.
Yeah.
Like last year I wasn't even running.
Yeah, yeah. But
this year I feel like it's so good that I'm prioritizing it. Like even this morning I just woke up and went for a run, and to make sure I go for a run, I got to go to sleep early. And so I did that. And then also just getting I never used to get my clothes and things ready for the night, for the day before, you know? Like I've just started to do that for the run. So when I wake up, it's right all there. Just easy. Yeah,
no thinking. Minimize friction.
Mm.
Nice. What's your bedtime?
10:30?
Yeah.
Like I did 12 o'clock on Monday. I was like, yeah, I can't do this. That was the first day back at work. Yeah, I was doing work.
Yeah.
What was I doing? I was uploading this. I was like, yeah, we could do it. But that was, again, It was just too much the following day. And then that kind of thing rolls on.
For sure.
As well.
Yeah.
And then when it starts affecting.
I think there's a myth that you can catch up on sleep, but that's not true.
Well, that's what they talk about in the Diary of a CEO podcast, is you end up in sleep debt.
Yeah.
You know? And then it just accumulates. Sure. So.
Cool. Awesome.
Very good.
Very good.
Thanks for that.
No worries.
taking one hat off.
Yes.
We've got to put another hat on.
Okay. What is that?
That is my gardening hat. Now, I just want to give a quick update on the avocado plants.
Okay.
So for everyone who's watching, you can see that they're growing quite well.
Mm.
I mean, on your end and one on my end, and then this one here kind of looks, this big one, he's looking a bit droopy. So
burnout.
Yeah, he went too fast. He needs to kind of slow down a bit. But what we're thinking is he probably just needs a bit of a trim to help him to. Encourage him to keep going.
Has it been watered recently? Or?
Yep. And I got one of those 3-in-1 meters, so it does light, water, and acidity.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are fine. I just think it just needs a trim to kind of help it to sprout and grow. So okay. That's what we'll do today.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. It's so sad. Like, the only way I could do it is to do it with people. Otherwise, I'd be sad if I did it by myself. So, according to... That's what Jam was watching just
before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's watching videos about avocados and where to cut and what to do.
Yep.
And so, yeah, you just cut above the node. This is going to be very sad.
That much?
Yeah. Over
oh,
here.
Oh, no.
Oops, sorry. There.
Oh my god.
That's very sad, but.
Can you put that in water and propagate that?
Oh yeah, we could try.
Try it.
Okay, let's keep that.
I would just take off those two bottom leaves and then chuck it in some water.
Oh yeah. Snip. You get everything on the show. We're not just about talking, but we're a gardening show too.
Yeah, apparently. There you go. Better living, everybody.
There. Just placed it in some water.
Nice.
This beautiful.
Is hilarious.
That's the gardening segment.
Cool. Wow.
In no way sponsored by Bunnings.
Yeah. We should blur out the logo until they do. All right. Interesting. Have you got any of the hats down there?
No, that's nothing, it for now.
Nothing in the bag that you want to...
Cool. All right, man.
Oh, God.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
It's very hot. All right. Let's talk about the quote of the week.
Yeah, man.
So this comes from Swami Swarupananda.
Yep.
So our good friend of the show, Darren, has been at a camp, back home now, but was at a camp.
Yep.
And spent quite a bit of time with...
Is that why we didn't hear from...
Yeah.
From him for a while. Yeah.
So he's back. He's back now. So.
All right.
Expect to call shortly. Yeah. So yeah, he spent some time with Swami Swarupananda and he sent this to me in a text.
Cool.
So Swamiji says, take up one idea. Make that idea your life. Think of it, dream of it, live on the idea. Let the brain, the muscles, the nerves, every part of your body be full of that idea. And leave every other idea alone. What are your thoughts?
It's powerful, eh?
Very powerful. Very powerful.
I think when you when he talks about the idea, I think about first of all, like where focus goes, energy flows.
Mm.
You know, and when you embody something, like. You embody it with purpose, passion, and just having conviction. You know, it's like, what are you standing on? What is your truth?
Correct.
For me, that's what the idea represents. What is it that you're going to die for? That you'll run into battle?
Yeah.
If you ever see any unjust, that's what you're standing for.
Yep.
So that's what I think about when he means take up one idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the one word he said it is focus. I think I think we always think about obsession as a negative trait.
Mm.
But I think if you have a goal, that is, and we got to be careful with what your goal is as well. I think.
Yeah.
I think a goal that you set needs to benefit you and benefit society or the world.
Mm.
I think if you have something that's a positive for the world, then you need to become so obsessed with it that it's everything.
Yeah,
like he says, you dream of it, you live on that idea. Let the brain, the muscles, the nerves, every part of your body be full of that idea. Like just become so obsessed with this is what I need to achieve.
Yeah.
And I think if you become so laser focused where that is all that you focus on, and you're giving it everything, then it's near impossible not to achieve that.
You become unshakable.
You do. You become unshakable.
And what I find as well is that the world around you will first think you're a fool.
Yep.
Because they don't understand it.
Yep.
But you go on for it for so long that all of a sudden the world flips and... they kind of become like they start serving you. You know, the world serves you for what you believe in.
For sure.
What you stand in.
For sure. Very much so. The world will start to bend over backwards and bend to make your will come true.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll realize things that you've never realized before. People will come out of the woodwork and who are able to help you towards that goal. You'll find resources that you weren't available to you before.
Yep.
So I think it's very, very powerful and very important that if you do have a goal that is beneficial to you and to the world or to society around you, then become obsessed.
Mm.
Become obsessed, become unshakable.
Yep.
And focus.
Yep. Do you have an idea?
Not a concrete one enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know how I want to give back and all of that sort of stuff.
Yep.
But I don't have that one idea of this is the one thing that I can do to that I can become obsessed with.
What are some of the ideas that you have?
I mean, the coaching thing is yeah. one, right? I think also live seminars. I mean, we've got our live event coming up.
Yeah.
But in order to be able to have an impact at scale, then live seminars are the way to go.
Yeah. But what's the idea on top of all of that?
The idea on top of all of that?
Yeah.
The idea on top of all of that is to inspire people to live their potential, live up to their potential.
Isn't that what you focus on though?
Yeah. Yeah.
So isn't that your idea?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yes. But I don't think I've crystallized it enough.
What do you need to crystallize?
Like what that looks like to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
does it need to be crystallized?
No, I guess not. I guess the crystallizing is what steps I take along the way. Right? Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want people to be able to live up to their potential and
yeah.
be their best self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my idea. What about you?
Because then that's what you make. That's what you're making your life. You think of it all the time. You're dreaming yep. of it. You're yep. living on that idea. Your brains, your muscles, your nerves, every part of your full body would be obsessing on that one idea
yeah.
of you helping
yeah.
people, right?
Yep. What about yourself?
Positivity, baby.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I think I've, for a long time now, for a long while, it's yeah, just embodying positivity. So much so that there are, like, I know of people who don't like me.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, well, it's just kill them with positivity. You know, like the best I can do is just keep being me and being yeah, positive.
For sure.
And that's all I stand for. Like, it doesn't matter that, like, not everyone needs to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
There's 6 billion people in the world. So, I don't know, seven.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no way everyone's going to like everyone. So, like, let me not worry about that. Let me just focus on what's the matter,
mm-hmm.
what matters to me, which is positivity.
Yeah.
You know, so long as I do that, then that's it.
Cool.
It's my one idea and ideal.
Nice.
Which I live on.
Great way to live.
Mm. Very good.
Cool. It's us.
Just before we wrap up.
Yep.
I'm just throwing this guy in the deep today. Actually, we're going to share with you some feedback
okay.
that we've got.
Cool.
I won't say who it is,
mm-hmm.
but let's just leave it at, you know, anonymous. So, hey, how are you? Heard you're at camp this week. Hope it's going well. Went well. I finally listened to some of the Human Now podcast episodes. Sorry for not listening earlier. I listened to the more recent episodes from November to now. It's been very helpful for my anxiety. Not so great emotions recently. So it's been very helpful for my anxiety, not so great emotions. Cool. They've come from meeting with new people and experiences. It's been nice to listen and know that most people would share similar emotions and there is a platform outside of my family who I could listen to for clarity when needed. Just want to give some feedback that it's been really helpful.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, baby.
That's what it's about.
So, just a nice way to just to reinforce why we're here and what we're doing.
For
and
sure.
hopefully it's those little things, like I said, in the middle of the week that help us to keep going and
yeah.
come back for another week. Yes. You know?
Yep.
So yeah, we really, really appreciate everyone's feedback. Keep cool. it coming.
Yes.
Good
please.
Or bad.
Yes.
You know, if you think there's things that we could do to improve, like not throwing Perry in the deep all the time and switching things up. You didn't like good. The gardening segment? Just let us know.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. I'm enjoying what we're doing.
Yeah, same. Likewise.
All right.
Cool.
So that's us.
Thank you.
If you feel like there is someone that you feel will benefit from what we're talking about today, please pass this on to them. Let them know about what we're doing here. All we can do is just share and radiate positivity. That's what our purposes, that's what our ideal is. That is what our one idea. Please just help us. Every time someone rates, they likes, they share what we do, it just helps to magnify the vibration. So yeah, that's it. Hey, This was going to be my number two morning montage song today because it is so hot.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Until next time.
Be human. Be now. Hot.